So up next, we have a short curtain closer to end our evening. The performers this evening are Lindsay Wilson, who is originally from Toronto and is a graduate of the Acting Conservatory at Ryerson University. Jocelyn Parr, who is originally from New Zealand, also has lived in Ladner, BC, has traveled all over the world, and is currently a graduate student in history at Concordia University, writing about Argentinian rock music. Chris Masson is a native Montrealer. Chris is working on his BA in creative writing at Concordia between gigs, directing, producing, and acting in theater.
This is the chapbook, Everything is True. The illustrations in this chapbook are done by Chai Duncan. Chai Duncan is a Vancouver Island artist who is currently completing his MFA at University of Saskatchewan. He will soon be moving to Lethbridge, Alberta, where he will continue his practice in drawing, sculptural installation, and photo-video-based works. Patrick LaRue is the author of this play.
And also the last actor.
Yes. Louis-Patrick LaRue founded Ottawa's Théâtre La Capitale, which he managed during the 1990s. He is currently playwright-in-residence at Sudbury's Théâtre du Nouvel Ontario and teaches playwriting and dramatic literature in the Department of English and Quebec Drama and Literature in the Département d'études françaises at Concordia University in Montreal. Please welcome all these folks.
Thank you. Again, I should like to thank Heather and Kate for producing this book. It's such a beautiful book for such a silly little play. and thanks to the actors as well. So this is a very short play that was commissioned for the Théâtre du Nouvel Ontario as a curtain raiser, so a play that opens another play. Ideally, we'd only be heads. But
we tried.
So just look at our heads. Okay. A, B, C, and D are caught by the sudden light and awkward about what has just been said, even though we haven't heard what was declared.
So it's true?
Careful. We wouldn't want anyone to find out about this.
Who? What are you talking about?
Anyone. We're extremely vulnerable.
We should keep quiet. Not declare anything.
She declares.
Who?
As long as no one finds out about this, we're fine.
Sure, but what about when someone inevitably finds out?
Then we'll worry.
Will someone please tell me what's going on?
It seems that we're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Ouch!
We're fucked.
Oh, no. Oh yes. 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 No. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Stop it! Oh boy, this is too much. We're really up shit.
Shut.
Calm down. I'm sure no one will figure it out.
Figure what out?
Of course they will. It's so obvious. Anyone can have us do anything, anywhere, in any way, because everything everyone says is valid. Everything is true.
What? How? Who?
You're really getting on my nerves with your questions. Why don't you just disappear for a while?
Pop!
B disappears.
Careful what you say! Everything is true. Everything is real as soon as it is said. You saw how she just disappeared.
This is all so very dangerous.
Yes, it is. One badly chosen word and any of us are goners.
I don't know if I can deal with this. I'm starting to get these horrid thoughts. And I'm afraid that if I start describing them, we're all going to
we're
turn
all
into...
very calm. All very, very calm. All zen. In the midst of green rolling hills and there's a creek trickling nearby with goldfish. Beautiful red goldfish.
Pop, pop, B reappears.
I got it. Everything is true.
Yes, I can hear the creek trickling.
Trickling? Oh, I need to pee.
Oh, we're all very calm. Along green rolling hills, there's a creek trickling nearby with goldfish. Beautiful red goldfish.
I don't get it. I can only see white fishes. Hello, that one just winked at me.
I'm sitting near you.
You are?
I'm amusing you with my fine wit. You find me irresistibly attractive. You never tire of looking at me.
Why are my fishes white?
That's because you're distracted by me. Everything pales in comparison to our love. Flowers lose their scent, goldfish their colors, clouds their fluffy whiteness as soon as my hand touches yours. You're turned on by my reassuring male scent.
I don't think I approve of what you're doing here.
My lips are open and you kiss me and, oh my god, out of the corner of my eye I see one. There it is, a red goldfish.
Our bodies are glistening from the gentle rain that has started to fall. Nothing exists. Not even goldfish anymore. We're it. Only we exist.
We love each other. A pure love.
It's true, as long as you say it.
I love you.
I'm in love.
What about you?
What about me?
What are you up to since we don't exist in our little love world?
Nothing, I'm listening.
You listened? You listened to the lovers whilst peering over at me? That look you gave me just suggests that you're an infinite well of love. If only I looked your way again, you would show me how much love you have in there for me.
No, I wouldn't.
If only I spoke to you. If only I asked, what about you? What are you up to since we don't exist in a little love world?
Nothing.
The deed is done. I said it.
Tell me again that you love me.
I love you.
That look I gave you was actually a sideways glance, and all that love you saw in my eyes is simply the overflow of the excess love I'm seeing before me in that naive young couple. How can they be so perfectly engaged in the moment, in that fleeting moment of perfect bliss, and believe it won't wane?
Say it again.
It again.
No, Sylvia. Tell me you'll always love me and that our love will always be pure.
I promise.
Our wedding was an intimate affair.
Our wedding?
But a few choice guests, we have a wonderfully happy marriage.
Fuck you.
We've made love in morning and night for 10 years, and we've never lost an initial spark of
you
desire.
You can say it all you like. It doesn't mean
and
that...
And yet, still no children. You're saddened by it, but my reassuring presence assuages you. In my arms, you forget all about your tribulations. There's nothing but us. Only we exist.
Just like those two.
Only we exist.
And yet, I keep dreaming of the man who'll take me in his arms like he's taking her. He promises eternal love, and I actually believe him. I'm imagining myself in his arms. I'm her. That's me. He's gently kissing her neck, my neck, and I hear him say, I love only you for eternity.
I love only you for eternity.
You love me? Really?
No!
Well... Yes, I think so. No! I know. I love you.
You love her. Ha, just popped into your mind that you loved her. No, that's fine. Make an ass out of me.
What about our pure love?
I've said it. I love her. Nothing to be done. I'm smitten with her.
What about me? Me? You swore a pure, eternal love.
Too late, I've said it.
But I love you.
You're just saying that to make me feel better.
This love is like that of a mother who has found her lost child.
Mummy?
Is this possible?
Since I've made it so.
Of course, you have your mother's nose.
Mummy!
My daughter, my poor little girl, I've missed you so.
Well, all is well that ends well. I was cuckolded and humiliated. But in the end, I discover that I have a daughter.
Oh.
I have a daughter.
She's not actually yours. The father is over here.
You again?
I haven't done anything, I swear.
Right.
What about my love for her? You can't just ignore it.
How dare you burden her with such a perverse love at the very moment you found she's found her mother? How dare you, as I slip my hand between her legs, those very legs you once professed to love eternally.
You wouldn't dare.
It's done.
I haven't felt a thing.
Cruel sentence.
But he did say it. I heard it. It was abject.
Abject? Aren't you her incestuous father?
I am. I mean, I wasn't her father when we were in love.
Right. Why don't you go poke out your eyes out and shame Oedipus?
Is that his name? I loved you, Oedipus. I always will.
Stop looking at your father, at my lover, with those eyes. I know that look. It's a look of matricide in the making.
What are you saying, Mummy?
I lied. I'm not your mother. I'm your daughter.
Impossible.
Ah, and yes, there it is.
So I'm your father?
Come now, friends. It's getting a tad complicated.
My husband is my father, and my mother is my daughter. Right. And what are you, Bobo the performing dog?
I can juggle, I can dance, I can count to three with my back paw. 1, 2, 3.
Stop it! I can't stand it anymore.
She says, choking on her tongue.
She says, speaking in tongues.
I refuse.
You can't. You must play by the...
You have to.
Your feet have been held in a bucket and cement poured in. You can't leave. You must play by the rules.
Never saw the cement.
You stole my husband. You killed my mother and corrupted my father.
Your eyelids have been removed. You can't look away.
No.
It's true. Look at me. Mommy, look.
I refuse to take in any of this.
You can refuse all you want. It doesn't change the fact that everything we say is true.
Even if you're an ass's head who can't complete a single sentence?
Oh, you wouldn't.
Come on, what did he do?
Even if you speak in reverse, I can't understand the thing you say, even if it is true.
That's not fair.
You hate him?
Yes, because you are my daughter.
Mommy, I love...
The sight of you heaving up every single salmon you've ever eaten breaks my heart.
Not true. I don't even eat salmon.
What's that, dear? I can't hear a word you're saying.
Yee-haw. Mommy!
You did. Leah, take it here.
Yee-haw.
Then what about me? Since everything is true, well, I have no choice but to believe what is said with authority. Therefore, I declare that I'm out of here. I'm free. I'm my own person now. You can't see me anymore, and that's...
Pop, pop. She disappears.
Yeehaw.
Do you see it? Yeah, that's the whip.
Mom, Mom, Mom!
Blackout.
Thanks again, everyone, for coming. It's been a great night tonight. We're so happy to have you all here. And if anyone wants to be on the mailing list, come and see Heather and I now.